Thanks for joining us again, Cameron. How are you this morning?
You're not too bad, thank you. You know, it's been a whirlwind couple of days, but anyway, we're start of a new week, and there's a new story this week. So the boys are in Australia, which I'm happy about.
So take it back last Thursday night. How, I guess, confident were you, or what did you think about the prospects of the Warriors, your team, getting on the plane yesterday to come to Australia?
Well, look, as late as Friday, post the press conference, which involved the Prime Minister's feedback on our access to Australia, you know, put us certainly back in our seats a bit. And, you know, by Saturday morning, we're back on the plane. So it was up and down. The main focus for me was just keeping the players and their families focused, relaxed, and just trust the process and we'll get there. So it's been a funny few days, but we've respected and understood the process our application went through, and we're very grateful that the federal government of Australia has allowed us into the country to undertake this great opportunity for our club.
Cameron, how did the boys go? We obviously saw some footage of them saying goodbye to family. How tough was that for some of the players? And I guess what's the club doing now in regards to supporting partners, families, kids while the players are away from home?
Yesterday was emotionally charged day, as you guys would appreciate throughout your professional careers. Yes, you do go away. You go away for extended periods of time, but there's time frames for that. There's good arrangements put in place. You know, these guys, up until 24 hours before they left, didn't know whether that was going to be their last Saturday with their family for a long time or not. Yeah. So there's all those moving parts to it. But at the end of the day, it is what it is now. It's happened, and you're right. What are we doing moving forward? It's a massive priority for our club to ensure that our families are very well supported. Our focus from now is to try and get them to Australia to join up with their loved ones sooner rather than later. But, you know, they can't do it for the month of May. We're going to have to work on that from June, but we'll get the process underway. But domestically, we've got babysitting. We've got all sorts of services we're providing the family, but none greater than just welfare and wellbeing, support and mentoring through our club.
Have you been told whether you can use players from outside the squad down the track?
Oh, look, the commitment from the NRL is that, you know, that they will look at a case-by-case basis for us if different circumstances arise, and whether that's compassionate grounds and a player has to come home and can't get back to Australia for obvious reasons and misses a period of games. You know, a case-by-case basis, we're confident that the NRL will certainly review our application under the extreme circumstances we're working to, hopefully favourably, but they'll certainly give us an open ear.
Had a bit of a hiccup yesterday. Nathaniel Roach and David Fusatua didn't make the flight over to Australia. What's the latest with those guys, and when do you anticipate them being in Australia?
The Fuster's just delayed his departure just due to some personal circumstances that we completely support and understand. Nathaniel Roach, on the other hand, woke up yesterday morning not feeling 100%, flu-like symptoms, and you know, he rang us as expected, and he went straight and got tested, and we told him not to report to the airport. So we'll await the results of those tests naturally, and then we'll work out the second step after that. However, what is clear is that he's definitely had no contact with any player or staff member at the club for several weeks. So everything's been ticked in regards to process and protocols. It's just a shame you wake up Sunday morning, the day they're leaving, with a bit of a sore throat.
Now, Cameron, you've got history there in Tamworth, and one of our listeners has just sent through a text. If you get a chance, ask Cameron George his memory of playing for West's Lions at the old Scully Park. He marked Ewan McGrady in the 1999 Group 4 Grand Final, was a racing steward in Tamworth at the time. Our listener says they haven't left their name, but tell us about that.
A long time ago. Yeah, I spent a few years in Tamworth and loved it. The best people on earth lived there. I was in the racing industry, working around the Hunter and Northwest as a steward, and played footy for West Tamworth Leagues. And had some great times, played with some really good footy players and played, as you mentioned, against some legends of the game. And Ewan McGrady, we played the Moree Bulls in the 99 grand final, led 14-0, and they put the biggest stink on in the world and got beat 20-14. there was about seven McGrady brothers in the team, and they had a field day in the end. But, oh, look, that was a really good comp back in those days. As we all know, Country Rugby League struggling a little bit for numbers, but they're a fantastic club, great people, and an awesome town. So, you know, I was really keen to get our boys there when the opportunity arose.
Yeah, Cameron, just on the support, I guess, you guys have had, you know, we talk about it regularly, what you guys are doing to give the NRL every single chance to get back up and going on May 28th. And I guess we try as hard as we can to compliment all of your, you know, players, staff and the Warriors. But have you seen, I guess, that enhancement in membership at all? Have you seen more support, you know, people get behind the Warriors because of the sacrifices they're willing to make?
We haven't seen a surge in membership because of the unknown factor, whether the games will be played in New Zealand or only in Australia and plus crowds. So what we have seen, though, is a huge amount of support for the club grow organically, you know, just through the emotional charge scenario that we've been confronted with for a number of weeks. And our sponsors have been amazing. We've had a number of calls from new sponsors looking to get involved in the club, potential new sponsors looking to get involved in the club. But the thing that's amazed me is the support we're getting out of Australia. I think a lot of people in the past have viewed our club as being soft and viewed our club as being, you know, not that great in getting the job done on all levels of being in the NRL and so forth. But what we have been during this extreme tough time is the heartbeat of when the competition get off the ground again. And with that said, we've had to balance it out against the huge sacrifice that these people need to make. And we've stood our ground, but we've never lost sight of trying to help the NRL getting this game off the ground, because it's so important to the fabric of Australia. So really, really encouraged by the support we're getting from the media and people in Australia now.
Yeah, and how do we get membership, Cameron? Because I, again, for me, I'm a Magpie, I'm a West Tigers fan, but there's absolutely no doubt that the Warriors have become my second team, and I would love to buy a membership. How do I go about doing that?
www.warriors.kiwi. Get online and you can buy it today, Michael. Looking forward to that.
You know what he's hoping, though. You know what he's hoping, Cameron, that you'd say, "No, mate, I'll get you one for nothing."
No, bull. That's garbage. Hey, one of us here, Cameron, is a tight ass, and I can guarantee it's not me.
Yeah.
Nah, lock me in, mate. Membership, I'm on today.
Oh, mate, that'd be fantastic. But if we can do a great big drive in Australia, it'd be awesome, because, you know, we want to play for everyone in rugby league, not just for people living in New Zealand. So we want to put a smile on people's faces, and that's what we're here to do, and hopefully our boys can respond to the challenge and get on with the job at hand.
Cameron, are you optimistic at all that at some stage towards the back end of the season you may be able to have games in New Zealand?
I am, actually, Laurie. It's growing. You know, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said no. But it's shifted so dramatically in the space of, you know, a week to 2 weeks. Who knows what it's going to look like in a month's time. So if the Australian-New Zealand border restrictions get relaxed to a point that enables us to come home, you know, there's a big possibility of that happening. So we're focused on being there, you know, for the duration, and that's our mindset. However, the bonus does arise to come home, I'm sure our players and families would love that.
Just give us the website again there, Cameron. Is it warriors.kiwi?
Yes, www.warriors.kiwi. Get online and grab a membership and be a part of a fantastic club.
Yeah, great stuff. www.warriors.kiwi, everyone. So if you want to get a Warriors membership, they're your second team this year. Might even be your first team. That's the place to get involved.
And there is an Australian membership offer there, so get on and get hold of it and have some fun with us.
Well, Cameron, beautiful. All credit to you, mate, and well done in getting the team over here. And Yeah, let's just hope we get back to as normal a situation as possible. But in the interim, the boys are doing a great job with the sacrifices they're making. And on behalf of all rugby league fans, we really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thank you. And thanks for your kind words all the time. Appreciate it.